Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us now, Dr. David Elias, orthopedic surgeon at Ortho LA, connected to the Thibodeau Regional Medical Center sports medicine team. Doc, you heard all that talk beforehand. We ain't got you on for all that football stuff. But first of all, thanks for having a few minutes to share with us tonight. I know you've had some experience with those type thumb injuries, hand injuries. Just kind of give us a little recap of when you have that type injury to a thumb. A lot of people years past would say they against the surgery and just have it sort of heal on its own. But they've got a lot of people today that really favors the surgery, and they feel as though it helps
the healing process.
Yeah. When you have that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank y'all for having me on again. Sorry to have to be talking about Drew Brees, but so what it looks like is that Drew had what's called a skier's thumb injury. They call it that because you see it in skiers a lot. It's when a skier falls, the band around the pole will stretch the thumb outwards and tear the inner ligament called the ulnar collateral ligament. And that's what happened to Drew when his thumb hit the helmet. His thumb was stretched outwards, and it tore the ligament. Now, just like any ligament injury, you've got different grades. You've got a grade one, which is the mild one, typically heal without surgery and back to play within 2 to 4 weeks. Most of these, unfortunately, are high-energy collisions, and they're either a grade two or grade three injury. Now, technology has advanced a lot in repairing these. We actually see these fairly often. And, for my group, we'll send it to our hand surgeons to fix because it's a fairly common injury. But it's a very common sports injury. And the way we recommend to fix it, especially in an elite athlete like Drew Brees, is to fix it surgically. The old way of fixing it would be surgery. We would repair the ligament back to the bone, put them in a cast and immobilize them and let it heal for 2 months without moving them. Then we take the cast off, rehab them, and by the time they're back throwing a football, the season is over. Well, now, instead of doing external bracing like casting, the new surgical techniques, we do something called internal bracing. And so what he'll have is he'll have a surgery that repairs the ligament back to bone. And then what they'll do is they'll add it's called internal bracing, and it takes a suture ribbon and sews it over the repair. So now he's got the brace inside the skin. Now what does that do for Drew Brees? It allows him, they'll probably immobilize him for 1 week. And after a week, they'll have that thumb moving. They'll have him starting some strengthening exercises. And I would guess that he would probably be back throwing a football in 6 to 8 weeks. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him back on that football field right after that bye week, so which is puts him at about 7-8 weeks after surgery.
Yeah, because, Doc, that's what I was going to ask you. When you talk about the rehab and considering, okay, you want it to rest, you want it to heal, but is any I don't know if that's the right term, atrophy, does that set in with the grip and you got to rest the thumb, so you're not really throwing. Do you get out of shape maybe when you're trying to throw the ball, considering, okay, we come back, Drew, we want you to play, but how could you be at the same level considering you're not giving a rest? But you did say you're doing some rehab maybe after a week, but just explain that more, because I think to me that's significant, because it's not like a normal citizen. You're now playing at the NFL level, still having to throw a football and win NFL games, and what occurs with that if it would be 7 or 8 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said earlier, in the old way of fixing this, we would have to protect the repair in a cast for 6 weeks. and that causes a lot of atrophy of the muscles. And by the time you get that cast off, you don't have time to rehab it enough to throw a football at the level he needs to.
Right.
So that's why we do the internal bracing. So that allows them to get him out of a splint within 1 week, and he will begin grip strengthening exercises, I would imagine, in week two after surgery, because he has that internal suture tape that is protecting the repair. So they can move him, which allows the muscles of the thumb to not atrophy.
Dave, does the internal brace have to be removed, or does it stay in place, sort of say, for a lifetime?
It stays in forever. All it is made of suture material that is wider than a normal suture, so they call it a suture tape, and that's why it stays in. It's compatible, and he should have no problems. That should stay in for a lifetime.
Dave, in the past, I mean, you see the technology sports-wise with medicine, and I know you and I have talked about it a number of times. It's amazing today that season-ending type injuries now, 4, 6, 7 weeks later, they're right back on the football field. That, to me, in my 30 years in covering the league, I think that's the biggest change I've seen.
And you know, to elaborate what Mike was saying, you just look at Achilles tendon tear like with Sheldon Rankins.
That was a career killer.
And it's kind of like you expect it maybe sooner rather than later. It's amazing when you look at the injuries that with the Achilles tendon and how the torque and you have to push off. What is your take? I know maybe Mike caught you off guard a little bit, but with Sheldon Rankins and how – they think he's going to be back maybe sooner rather than later with that Achilles tendon tear.
Yeah, so the Achilles tendon is a completely different beast. That the blood supply to the Achilles tendon is so poor that we do techniques such as adding suture tape to enhance the repair and protect the repair. But typically an Achilles tendon is going to be a season ending. But what you're seeing, and we're putting these suture tapes in most ligament injuries now. We do them in ACL reconstructions. We do them in elbow injuries. We do them in ankle sprains. The injury with all the Alabama quarterbacks last year, they were getting the same type of repair. So what it does is it takes the rehab time and the return to play time, and it cuts it in half. So if it was a six-month injury, now you're looking at 3 months. That may still be season-ending, but with the injury to Drew, typically that's a 12-week injury. Now we can cut it down to 6 weeks.
Dave, that's just amazing to me. I mean, it really is. When you see what modern medicine has done in the sports world to cut that time almost in half of what you've seen in years past. And getting back to the strength part, which Bobby brought up, so what you're saying is after a week, he'll be back and
starting to rehab
with strength exercises. And how much farther from that 1 week would he be able to throw a football?
I would guess, you know, they'll start grip exercises probably a week after surgery. I would think they'll have him throwing some object in week three and, you know, going over the mechanics and working on his grip, and I would imagine they've got him throwing a football by week four. So, you know, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he performs and how accurate and how the strength of his throws are the first game he comes back. But I'm telling you, this used to be, when I started my practice 12 years ago, if you had this injury, it was a season-ending injury. You were, especially for a throwing athlete.
A quarterback,
you know?
Yeah.
Maybe Bobby can explain this too. When you got your hands under center and that center is smacking that ball, because that's also some torque going up against your hand on every snap.
Well, right. You put your hand in the groove of the center's behind, and you know you got that, and you want to ride the center, and you ride him, and all of a sudden you hit that top hand. You tell the center, don't be coming up short because you're jamming fingers, and you don't want your thumb to get jammed. Hit my top hand so you get that snap clean, because that's a lot of torque coming there.
Yeah, exactly.
With a snap without even throwing that people don't really think about.
Yeah, the thumb is obviously the most important finger.
Right.
and very important for any throwing athlete, and really important for anybody. Think about any job you do, surgery, construction, anything. You need your thumb. And you know, you saw Drew try to hold the ball on the sidelines. He couldn't even grip it. It shows how important that little small ligament is to gripping and throwing.
Dave, the other thing, too, is, you know, we always talk about the hand injury, but, man, when you jacked up your big toe, and you think about how important that big toe is.
Well, you got to run.
You know, because, you know, Seinfeld did a bit about the big toe, in one of their segments. But that, too, you know, if you're talking about big toe, thumb, of how much that controls anything you grip,
and
how you walk,
how you run,
how you can take off. Man, you know, people don't kind of actually think about that until they have that injury themselves.
Something happens to
their thumb or their big toe.
Yeah, Mike, Doc, you talk about like a big toe. Deion Sanders, I said, Deion, man, it seems like you could still play. Why did you retire? He goes, hey, Bear, my big toe was so jacked up I couldn't run anymore.
Yeah.
And then he's not the same player. So people think, oh, it's just your big toe, suck it up, or your thumb. It's not Drew's left thumb. It's his right thumb, which he throws. So it's amazing when you look at the extremities, your thumb and your big toe, when you're trying to run at the highest level or throw something, the importance of that.
Doc, thanks so much for giving us your insights tonight. We really appreciate it. And do a great job with Ortho LA, also your pro football camp out at Nichols each and every year.
Yeah, thank you all for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.